Anderson's Fairy Tales. From Folklore and Fable, Volume 17 of the Harvard Classics. Edited by Charles W. Eliot, LLD. The Ugly Duckling. It was so glorious out in the country. It was summer. The cornfields were yellow. The oats were green. The hay had been put up in stacks in the green meadows. And the stork went about on his long red legs and chattered Egyptian, for this was the language he had learned from his good mother. All around the fields and meadows were great forests, and in the midst of these forests lay deep lakes. Yes, it was right glorious out in the country. In the midst of the sunshine there lay an old farm with deep canals about it, and from the wall down to the water grew great burdocks, so high that little children could stand upright under the loftiest of them. It was just as wild there as in the deepest wood, and here sat a duck upon her nest. She had to hatch her ducklings, but she was almost tired out before the little ones came, and then she so seldom had visitors. The other ducks liked better to swim about in the canals than to run up to sit down under a burdock and cackle with her. At last, one eggshell after another burst open.
"Peep! Peep!"
it cried, and in all the eggs there were little creatures that stuck out their heads.
"Quack! Quack!"
they said, and they all came quacking out as fast as they could, looking all around them under the green leaves. And the mother let them look as much as they chose.